It's Frank Abate from Nation Talk down at the Canadian Aboriginal Festival, and we're joined by Grand Chief John Bakaj from the Union of Ontario Indians. Grand Chief, welcome to Nation Talk.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you for the invitation to be here.
Now, we haven't seen or spoken to each other in a while. Last time I saw you, you were launching and you're getting the First Nation Housing Fund off the ground. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we've actually got it off the ground now. We've got an office full of staff who are working, going from one end of the country to the other to start to drum up business and to give the good news about this First Nation Market Housing Fund. We're working on our very first approval right now, and I think that we're looking at having a big announcement on a first approval very shortly. And there are dozens of other First Nations that are in the queue waiting to get their First Nation as to be able to give these loans out.
Success is imminent. Actually, it is successful already.
It's successful already. Yes, and in spite of the world economy and how there is a downturn, people still need housing. And there are still people out there who have good jobs and they want to have a good house, and we're going to make it, give them an option that will allow them to get a good house.
Sounds like it's going to come on stream very nicely. Now, I've heard some rumors. You're already jumping into the deep end on another project, and you have been actually for quite a number of years. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I guess there's a number of projects that we're jumping into, and one of them certainly is on wind energy. We're working very closely with a couple of big partners on generating electricity by wind, and also we're looking at transmission lines from north to south in Ontario here, up around the Sault Ste. Marie area right down to Toronto, and becoming a partner in transmission lines. So we're looking at that as being a huge economic impetus for our First Nation communities in Ontario.
Ontario's got great wind, I hear, but getting that wind and getting that power to the centers is a key, and that's something that you want to make sure you're involved in.
Oh, we sure do. That we see the transmission lines going through our First Nation territories as being a real key element to becoming partners and to becoming involved with the economy of Ontario, where previous to this we weren't involved at all and we weren't allowed to become involved. But now we're saying that is no good anymore. That's not good enough. That we have to have a partnership. That we have to have benefit out of these huge pieces of infrastructure that go through our territories.
Do we have any timelines? Do you have any imminent success stories?
Well, I have a number of meetings set up with the energy people, with the Minister of Energy in a couple of weeks. I've got some meetings set up with Brookfield Power and the Ontario Power Authority. We have a meeting tomorrow, as a matter of fact, with some of our chiefs to look at strategies and moving ahead with this.
Grand Chief, always a pleasure talking to you, and always got something interesting going on.
Well, thank you very much, Frank.